Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. They have a focus on kindness. All the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, here I am.
Oh, Tony, there you are.
Athens. Sorry.
Hey, Tony.
Trouble muted.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, my focus for this month has been, I call it put away right away. As I go through the day, I just use some dishes or whatever I did to go ahead and just take care of things, put things away, wash things, do whatever I need to do throughout the day. Just go ahead and take care of those things in my environment. And it sounds like a kind of a simple thing, but it's been a really big practice.
Yeah, I bet. It doesn't sound simple to me at all. And to make that connection that it's for your environment and for the environment, right? Because
yes.
you're also taking care of the things that need to be recycled and the things that need to be passed along and the things that need to, whatever it is. So participating in this very at-home sort of a way and seeing how those changes in behavior, right, brings so much more awareness of the larger issue, and that the training is has broad application. Right.
It does. It really does. I appreciate you saying that. That it does. It has broad applications, and it affects so many things before me and around me and beyond.
Yes. Yeah. So you're walking along, and there's a piece of trash on the ground, and because you have a focus on taking care of things right away, it's easy to just lean down and pick it up and dispose of it in a better place than on the ground.
Just exactly.
The same way, yeah, you're trying to use those dishes and then put them away. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, and it's becoming very just automatic. It's like because usually there was just all this conversation, like, oh, I can't do that right now. I don't have time. I've got to do this other thing, you know, that these other things seem way more important than putting the dish away or picking up the little piece of trash, that there was just such urgency. And it's been so interesting to see that, because I seem to experience overwhelm more than I want. And that by actually going ahead and just taking care of things, I'm actually experiencing less overwhelm.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do. And to make that connection, because from what you just said, you're not in a conversation about overwhelm. You're actually present in the moment that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more effective, we're more efficient, and we're less urgent and stressed and overwhelmed. So it's a really good deal all the way around, isn't it?
It has been. It's been really great to see, like, when I come home, there's not, like, piles of things weighing on my attention or having conversations about how I need to do all this stuff, but there's not time, and what a, you know, a bad person I am because I'm not, you know, taking care of these things. Just
yeah.
By it eliminates a lot of conversation, which frees me up for other things.
Yes, it does. It frees us up to be present where we are and to do the thing that is actually before us to do right now, not some
mm-hmm.
other thing, and especially not the conversation of I'm too busy, I don't have time. There's too much to do, and the stress that comes from that. So, we'll often say, you know, with the change in behavior and the change in consciousness, the relationship between those two. And I always talk about Ashwini making a commitment every time she got out of, every time she left the house to make gusho to her front door. And, you know, then getting 3/4 of the way to work and having to drive back and do it. And the training in that, such a simple, people would say perhaps silly little thing. And it changes our entire life. So,
exactly. Yeah, and to do it with kindness is our focus.
Oh, for,
you know,
it's everything,
really,
isn't it?
The next level.
Yeah, it takes it to the next level because there's no nastiness. There's no competition. There are no standards. You know, all we're doing is training ourselves to be present in the moment we're living in with unconditional love, kindness, compassion. That's it.
Yes.
And it's huge. And as you're pointing out, what we'd hear is this tiny little thing can make all the difference.
Because it's something that happens, you know, 25 times a day. I mean, it's something that happens
at
a
least.
Lot.
Yes, yes. Constantly, if we don't break our relationship, break up with that voice in the head, it'll happen constantly because it's always talking about something other than what's right here.
Yes. Yeah. And just it'll be like, oh, I can't do that. No, not this time. I just can't do this. But it's like I go, if I do it, it's like, okay, that took 3 seconds. Great. Let's go on.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Great.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tony. That's the part that I love, Sherry. It's just what makes me so passionate about practice is the training aspect of it. We so understand how the conversation gets us from doing things. And once we recognize the pattern, we can train ourselves around anything, train ourselves not to feel, train ourselves to take care of what is here, all from that perspective of not eventually not being controlled by the voice in the head.
Yeah, that's it. And what you're pointing out there, again, as with Tony, the broad application. When we're listening to life rather than the voice of ego in the head, things really open up. And we get to have the life that we know is possible for us, the one that we keep trying to have and keep getting talked out of.
Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, when we start out with something like a focus, like this particular behavior, in order to be able to do the behavior, we have to be present. It's just so that we're practicing awareness, that we're training to presence, is all what the behavior change is about. It changes a fundamental karmic circuit, but really it just keeps us more aware. Like if I wasn't, if I'm not here, I'm not going to remember to do gusho to the door before I leave. And so how long does it take for me to be trained out of having my attention wandering somewhere to be here before I walk through the door?
Yeah, which is where the kindness really comes in, right? Because when you have to drive back from work to bow to your front door, the voices are going to go nuts. And, of course, having them revealed for what they are, because nobody was there to say, don't forget to bow to the door, you're going to have to drive back, right? So it gets very clear that all of those opinions are not on our side. Right, they're just there to try to make us feel bad and to control us. So we just smile, drive back, out of the door, and it doesn't take long before before we truly do choose awareness over going with the voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Tracy.
Hello, Tracy. What are you seeing?
Hi. Well, I'm seeing my practice focus is just take the next step, and I just see my karmic tendency to complicate things in my head or project forward, and I've been focused on a content of my at the beginning of the year when we did the video conference, the two words that dropped in were community and collaboration were my focus for the year. And kind of late in the summer, I was feeling like I really wanted to get involved in community more. And so, you know, life just dropped in, start just, reaching out to people and getting in conversation. And so I reached out to this person, her name kept dropping in, and make a long story short, how this applies to the practice focus is life said, call this person. I called this person. Lunch didn't work. Oh, wow. You know, rescheduled. She's involved in this thing at the high school. Great. I'll meet her there. And, you know, next thing. And she
or as we like to say, Tracy, what the way we like to phrase that, what now?
Exactly.
Because next can actually be a slippery little deal for us, right? Because next kind of can ooze out into the future. But with these things that you're describing, what you're getting is now
yes.
that woman, now that meeting, now that, yeah, what now?
Yes. And yes, and how it's been a practice, how it's evolving this month is this woman started this program and she's leaving, or she left. This is her last week. And, you know, there was an opportunity to, the director wanted to see my resume and blah, blah, blah. And I kept just saying yes. And, okay, what now? And said yes to something. And when I got in it, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is so far not what I thought it would be. This is so not what I'm looking for and way over my head. And I could see that, like, wanting to pull back. And it was like, what now? And what now was, this is really uncomfortable. Reach out to the executive director, meet with her. And so I was like, okay, I'll do that. And, you know, I had heard all these things about this person, and it was anyway, and I got to have my own direct experience of it, and it was so great. And then it was like, okay, what now? And what I communicated, you know, she heard and got me, you know, it's just so, anyway, it's just been these steps that,
well,
I think without this practice focus, I would have talked myself out of.
Well, you would have been talked out of, right? That voice
I
in your head
been talked out of.
Would have definitely talked you out of it. So when I was recording and listening this morning, and one of the things that we were talking about brought into conscious awareness the very famous sequence from Jesus of ask and you'll receive, knock and it'll be opened. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're describing, right? When we're living in what now? That's the experience that we're having, right? Because if we look ahead, you know, so I have this intention, or it drops in, that I would like to be more involved with community. Okay, now ego, the voices in the head, just want to run with that, right? What that's going to look like and what you need to do and how hard it's going to be and what's not going to work about it and how you ought to do it and all of those kinds of things. But instead, when we're living in what now, then the next step is right there, right? Because what's next becomes what now. And so we are just guided. We're just led as life unfolds. And it's not only is it painless, not only is it easy, but it also dismantles that egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate system that has had the ability to make our lives of suffering. And it's all happening in this very simple, although I concede, challenging decision to just simply stay here and go with what is.
Yeah. Yeah, and can I say one more thing? There's just such an interesting edge where when what now requires me to show up for something, it seems so much more clear than what now is something to show up for myself. Like, I'm actually pretty tired right now because it's been such a wild ride these last couple months, and I'm really happy I get to come on retreat next week. And it's like this morning I was like, what now? I'm like, oh, I just need to, you know, I need slowness and call into the radio show. And it's just so interesting how that almost... Yeah.
So with that, Tracy, tired is pretty much always a conversation in the head rather than an experience in the body, okay? And, again, if we stay with what now, then we are taken care of in that way that you just described. So what now? I need to slow down here. I'm calling to the radio show. I'm going to go on retreat next week. So things just open up. You know, we all know that magical place of, oh, my God, how am I going to get this? How am I going to meet this deadline today? And then things just start falling away. Meetings canceled. Yeah. Other people. We don't have to go up into a conversation with ego to make life work. Life works. We just need to align ourselves with it.
Yeah, and hearing that, I'm like, yeah, I know that. That's what all my recordings are. But it's just amazing. It's just wearing it out.
Well, this is where we say, if this were easy, it would be popular.
I know. That's why it's amazing. Everyone who keeps showing up on these calls, they've just been so great. Yeah.
I'm
so
glad.
Grateful. Thank
all right.
You.
Well, just relax. Relax and know that you're cared for, right? Because relaxing is one of the most restful things we can ever do.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tracy. See you soon.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Tracy. Michelle, the most fascinating part of that conversation is that we're in a conversation about, you know, duality of should I or should I not? Should I or should I not? Which is really exhausting because that seems to take all our attention and energy. Then we make a decision. Mm-hmm. So we get out of that duality and then we find out, should I or should I not? Should I or should I not? And once we realize that that's just simply the structure of the conversation, there's that ability that we are pointing to of what now, right? What's now,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to go up against the conditioning that just because I chose something, I don't have to continue it
in the way.
Interesting, yes, right? Because
in the
there's
way.
A way.
Yeah.
In the way, exactly. That it's a commitment for life and I'm stuck and that's where the conversation wants to make me suffer. But in the moment, everything that happened before is not really relevant. I'm just here with all the information in the now. And so what now could be something that's completely different from that decision that I made because it's no longer relevant.
Yes.
Yeah. Unwinding that is just so hard because we don't live in discrete moments.
Yes, although we're learning.
We're learning.
That's what we're practicing, right?
Yeah.
Just this moment.
All right, here's our next. Yeah, just this moment. And in this moment, here's our next caller, Sherry. Live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Kate calling from Seattle.
Good morning, Kate. What are you seeing?
Good morning. This month, that last conversation actually was so helpful, just even the simplicity of should I not as the conversation. What I was practicing with was tasks that are for myself and bigger. Because what I was finding was that if it's for someone else, there's sort of this built-in accountability and I just do it. And if it's small enough, ego doesn't complain too much. So, like, doing the dishes seem to be easier. But when it's a big project, there's just a lot of, like, it's just very difficult to start. And so I picked a bigger project to work with this month and just practice just starting, knowing I wasn't going to be able to finish it. And so that's what I was working with.
Yeah, because, Kate, with what you're laying out, it becomes very clear that the name of this game with ego is I will control you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I will control you. And you can be in constant negotiation with me, trying to get me to allow you to, and on occasion I might, okay? But it'll be on my terms. That's what that conversation in the head is constantly. So, of course, as practitioners, job one is getting it that ego is not me and I am not ego. That there is authenticity, an authentic human incarnation that is not that voice in the head. So that's job one, okay? And so once you get that, then now we can see what that relationship is, right? And the conditioning, the training to go into conditioned mind to figure something out, to do that negotiating. Right. So, okay. Well, if it's small enough, I can do it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do that. But now I want to do something. No. And then it becomes because you are a practitioner, it becomes an every step of the way. Right. So what now? And there's an intuitive sensing of what now? No. No, you're not going to do that. No, you can't do that. That's too hard. You don't have time. You're too busy, right? Mm-hmm. And so the beginning, the commitment to begin, reveals as much of that as completing a whole project, whatever that might be.
Right, right. And that first hurdle of just challenging the you can't start because you can't finish was just so helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm also seeing that I loved what you said in the last conversation, which tired is almost always a conversation in the head, because that's the next thing I see that I'll want to look at, because tired is often the reason for not doing the things that the more personal things.
Because again, that's the name of the game, is controlling the human being. And one of the big things that most heavily conditioned people fall for is there are these things that are important for you to do, and then these things that are not important for you to do. And the important things involve other people and a lot of shoulds about how you have to be in the world. And the things that are not important relate to the human being. And that's backwards.
Right. Yeah, totally backwards. And with the theme for today, which was noticing the kindnesses, the project that I picked, by work just kind of chipping away at it this month, I actually made a tremendous amount of progress, and it is at the top of the stairs so I pass it every time I go upstairs to go to bed. And so it's like this, it's just been visually there as something that I wasn't allowed to do. So this constant reminder. And so just that was one of the things I was celebrating, is the kindness of like being able to take care of that space and what that felt like.
Yes.
It was lovely.
Yes. And
lovely.
Yeah, it's such an affirmation, isn't it? It's it just tells us everything. You have we have all the support that we need, all of the energy, all of the clarity, everything that we need is right here in this moment. And so if we don't get into that contest conversation, then you can just go by that every day, every day, every day. And it's a message of, you can do this, Kate. You can do this. You can do this. Mm. You got this. You got this. You got this. Yeah. And our life is transformed.
Yeah. It is such a kindness. Gosh, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Go happy.
Go happy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kate. And Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, can you hear me? This is Phil.
We can hear you, Phil.
Oh,
you
good.
Saying?
Well, what I was looking at and or what I've practiced this month is I guess I entitled it Inner Peace, World Peace, because mm-hmm. I like to look at that perspective that, you know, whatever I'm doing that's coming from a centered, peaceful mm-hmm. place is advancing world peace. And mm-hmm. So what I decided to do was to keep my environment clean from the inside out.
Uh-huh.
And the inside starts with my head. To keep that environment clean.
Uh-huh.
And it works when, you know, thinking of it this way, because you know, I can feel when it's getting cluttered or not changing the way I am, you know.
Yeah, hateful nastiness in there. There's judgment lurking in a corner, or mm-hmm. criticism, or disliking, or whatever it is that has little spots in there, and so you're cleaning those out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then at the same time, I've been, you know, keeping the environment of my house or mm-hmm. apartment, whatever it is, kind of like the first caller, you know, picked up anything that, mm-hmm. that, you know, right away as soon as I can, or as soon as I notice it, mm-hmm. or as soon as I put it down, pick it back up. Mm-hmm. And that has been such a kindness, all of it, this whole month, this whole year, this whole practice has been such a kindness to, you know, seems to me, the being, and to the hopefully in my system, the entire universe. And
right, because I'm guessing, Phil, you're also taking this attitude of mind and heart to work.
Yeah, right? That's the next step out in the world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, affects other people.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you go with that focus, it's cleaning up what is not helpful anywhere, and returning it all to what it actually is when ego doesn't have its nasty little imaginary paws on it.
Yeah, and it is that kind of in a combination of all the calls, you know, in the sense of all right, what's now,
mm-hmm.
and you know, not just letting all this periphery, you know, all this extra stuff, mm-hmm. either from mm-hmm. the head or even in the environment, to be there, you know, in that mm-hmm. in that sense, and just mm-hmm. to allow that space to have the, you know, all the love and the caring and you know, be in that space rather than
right.
Clutter, so to speak.
Yes, Yes, right. Mm-hmm. It's not that you need to get rid of all the clutter, empty that out, and then just kind of have an empty space, because mm-hmm. what's there, when we empty out that clutter, is what's always been there. What's always there. It's just
you can
that
find
the clutter. That's right. The clutter keeps us from seeing it, from recognizing it. So you clean out that clutter, and what's there?
Yeah, I just that's just exactly like cleaning out the closet, huh? You just take out all the extra, and then you see what's there that's mm-hmm. Actually mm-hmm. in the closet. So anyhow, it's been a great focus, but they all have. And the thing I said this before that I love the most is that as to start from the beginning, you know, they don't stop. That once there gets to be this change, either behavior change or attitude change or whatever, it just keeps from each, focus during this year, it just stays.
Well, yes.
It just becomes part of
really,
the...
That's right. Uh-huh. It's a really important point, because this whole thing that we're doing is about process, right? It's taking the content of life that keeps most people so bamboozled and breaking it down such that we recognize the process, and that process is what we're able to apply to all aspects of our lives. So,
yes, exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Go happy.
You too.
Right.
Okay. You and Ashwini and all the Sangha. Bye.
That's right.
Thanks, Phil. And Terry, that brings us to the end of the show. Our assignment for today, do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on gratitude for what you have.
Lovely. All right.
And it's Friday, so we'll see everybody on Monday with a new focus.
With a new focus. So we want to be sure to wrap this one up. We'll be on our own with it, and it's really, this aspect of it is really important, so we don't want to miss it. The voices will say, oh, well, I've done that. I'm finished with that. What's the new focus? And we don't want to do that. So,
no.
Each day. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.